From our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Coming up, we'll talk with John Cranton, of Gym 5 Sports in Las Vegas. Talk about the NFL slate for tonight. Also, some Major League Baseball on tap for tonight as well. We'll tell you what's happening at the PGA at Quail Hollow in Charlotte, North Carolina. Also, Iowa in action this afternoon. The basketball team in Switzerland, Baden-Switzerland, to be exact. We'll tell you how that went as well. All that coming up and more. Gym class for a Thursday coming your way here on KGYM. We are here, coming your way on a Thursday. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer. It is the gym class here on KGYM. Thank you for joining us here today. And if you got some rain earlier on today, consider yourself fortunate, I guess. We need some rain around here, but there is a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for the far eastern counties of the state of Iowa over in the Clinton area right along the river. And so if you're listening on the app or on 1600 AM, clue you in as far as that is concerned. We're going to talk a little bit of the NFL tonight, some exhibition preseason openers coming up this evening. Last night it was the Houston Texans and the Carolina Panthers going at it. I got to see Deshaun Watson a little bit. That was very interesting in the second half there. We'll talk about that. Some Major League Baseball action as well. We'll do that with John Cranton here in just a little bit. Good afternoon, Mark. How you doing?
Good afternoon. Yeah, and the 2017-18 high school season has begun.
Yes, it has.
With the Mississippi Valley Conference Super Meet either going on or just concluded at Ellis Park. So get ready for a busy, busy high school season that football will be joining the fall sports here shortly.
Week zero comes up a week from Friday. Mainly the eight-player teams around the state of Iowa. And then the week after that, which will be the 25th, everybody gets started in earnest, including us here on KGYM. And by the way, speaking of high school football, a couple things. First of all, our high school football preview shows will start this Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Tune in right here on KGYM. Myself, John Hegarty, we're going to talk with the Metro coaches. We'll start things off with Dwayne Schulte of Xavier and Jim Dostal, the defensive coordinator, assistant head coach of the Prairie Hawks, will be joining us as well in lieu of Mark Bliss, who's going to be out of town. And Mo Blue, Cedar Rapids, Washington, will be joining us as well. So we'll talk Hawk, Warrior, and Saint football coming up. And then for high school football fans, Thursday, August 17th, a week from tonight, make sure you make your way to Kingston Stadium, 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock. And we are going to have, along with the Cedar Rapids Gazette, going to have a night of football, school spirit, food, activities, and whatnot. We're going to have that for you from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock. It's this year's high school football kickoff, Thursday, August the 17th, a week from tonight at Kingston. From 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock, going to have a coaches round table with the Metro coaches, myself, also the four writers from the Cedar Rapids Gazette who cover high school football. That would be Jeff Johnson, Jeff Linder, KJ Pilcher, and Doug Miles. We'll all be out there. KGYMradio.com is your place for more details as far as that is concerned. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. John may join me out there as well. So, got a lot of football coming up, and that is fantastic because why not? Why not talk some football?
That'd be a nice event, and people can go out there and join in the fun and take in all the festivities and the conversation among the writers and the coaches and the broadcasters.
Indeed. And come out and say hi. Wish your favorite coach well this year as they talk about their upcoming seasons. I'll ask you this, Mark. The most outrageous baseball thing that happened last night. Was it Bartolo Colon looking like a svelte 23-year-old? Maybe not as far as the velocity of his pitches is concerned, but at least looking very good last night. Or the fact that nobody can find the cat that went on the field at Busch Stadium last night. Apparently, the cat, if you've not heard, cat made its way out onto the playing surface. Now, that's not, yes, it's unusual.
It's usually a squirrel.
It's something. I mean, there have been squirrels, there have been cats, there have been bees, unfortunately. There have been, you know, several things that have made their way out onto Major League Baseball fields. Last night it was a cat. And interestingly enough, Yadier Molina hits a grand slam.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're calling it Rally Cat. Hashtag Rally Cat, because everything has to have a hashtag these days.
Cardinals are on the move.
Cardinals are on the move.
Tied with the Brewers for second in the National League Central behind the Cubs. 1.5 games back. Pittsburgh only, what, 3.5 back? So that race is tightened. Yeah, I don't know what to make of the cat.
If you have the Rally Cat, please give us a call, 319-366-1600. There are theories. There was a person from our very building that was at the game last night.
Does he or she have a cat?
May now. The Rally, maybe we should call said employee and ask him if he has the Rally Cat.
We should.
Okay. Maybe we'll work on that. Maybe we'll work on that. Anyway, a fan, maybe he took it from the other fan, because a woman has claimed it was hers. And as she left the ballpark last night, security team caught up with her, asked her some questions. She then abruptly left with the cat, whatever that means. We are hopeful someone will find the cat and contact the Cardinals, or us, so we can properly care for it.
Wait a minute. She brought the cat to the game?
That is, she didn't bring the cat to the game. The cat is probably just a cat that lives in St. Louis and found its way out on the
field. Is she one of these women who carries around her pet in her purse?
I hope not. Anyway, the Cardinal grounds crew is working on developing a stray animal protocol to ensure the safety of both crew and animal. Should this ever happen again? So there you go. That's the latest on Rally Cat 2017.
We had an eyewitness to that thing. We need to get him in here.
Kane?
Is it Steve?
Yes.
I'll have Kyle go get him.
Well, he's on vacation.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, that's why he was in St. Louis last night.
Oh, he can drive.
Are you following along?
He could drive down there and drive back.
Well, he could, but he didn't. So there you go. Maybe we can get Kane on the phone here and see if he found the person with the Rally Cat, or if he can explain that. Maybe we'll do that at the end of the show.
Steve, our general sales manager.
Indeed. And big Cardinals fan, was there last night as the Cardinals beat the Royals, thanks to hashtag Rally Cat.
Last thing he wants on vacation is a call from us. Don't you think? He's trying to get away from this.
He's going to wonder if Kyle calls him. What did I do? What went wrong? So maybe we'll hear from him, find out about the Rally Cat from last night. Or were you mesmerized by Bartolo Colon's 83-85 mile per hour
pitching?
Well,
you couldn't help but be. I mean, a couple times he reached back and threw the ball in the low 90s, but it's all about control and accuracy for Colon. And I don't know how long this thing's going to last, but time before last, goes out and pitches a complete game, an 8-4 Twins victory. And last night, he throws 6 2/3 shutout at age 44. And I'm telling you what, the Twins on the bench are just having a ball with this guy. Colon's up to the plate, and Miguel Sano is just going head over heels about his approach at the plate.
He's hit a home run.
He has. But it's fun while it lasts. The Twins have taken 3 in a row from Milwaukee and going for 4 in a row tonight. We'll have that on 107.5 FM at 7 p.m., that game in Milwaukee. But, it's fun while it's going on right now. This guy used to throw hard.
Yes, he did.
But he's kind of reinvented himself. Did poorly in Atlanta earlier this year. I wondered why the Twins signed him.
And now you know.
He's 2-1 for him.
Now you know why the Twins signed him out there. 319-366-1600 if you know the whereabouts of Rally Cat, or if you're a Twin fan that is amazed by Bartolo Colon out there. PGA is underway at Quail Hollow in Charlotte, North Carolina. And the first round ongoing. They so far have avoided the rain that was predicted for day one, although there is some rain that may move into the area coming up a little bit later on. And right now, course is winning. This is a really good golf course. It usually hosts the Wells Fargo Invitational each year. They didn't play it at this particular venue this year because they were getting ready for the PGA, and they made a few changes on the course. But alive, course is winning right now.
Yeah, a very solid first round for Cedar Rapidian. Zach Johnson, he shot even par 71, right now tied for 27th in the field. He had four birdies, four bogeys, and just looking at his stats, just a pretty good all-around first round for Johnson, who finished second last week in the World Golf Championship event in Akron. So, you know, he's only four back. There's a ton of players bunched. Thorbjørn Olesen,
the Dane,
is your leader right now at 4 under par 67. Group at 3 under par includes Grayson Murray, Gary Woodland, Brooks Koepka, Chris Stroud, and Bud Cauley. All are in the clubhouse except Cauley. He is through 12 holes. Some casualties today, at least in the first round. Bubba Watson shot 77. And that was after being 8 over through 14 holes. He brought it back a couple strokes. Ernie Els shot 80 in his 100th major championship event. He and Phil Mickelson both playing their 100th of their career. Sergio Garcia, 75. Those guys have work to do, but right now it's a very tightly bunched field, and I would agree with you that Quail Hollow is winning right now.
Right now there are under par 26 out of the field of 156. So that tells you this course is playing really difficult. Now, with the rains that is predicted to come in, probably going to get softer. Therefore, you're going to see the scores go down. These greens are treacherous right now.
Yeah, that will affect the fairways and the rough, but they have a drainage system under each green at Quail Hollow that they can dry those things out in a hurry. So I'm not sure how much will affect the greens, but the fairways and the rough, certainly.
Bermuda, and it is fast. Padraig Harrington had a 79 today. Former champion Rich Beam, the Beamer, had an 82 today as well. Thomas Peters has not recovered from last Sunday yet. The Belgian, 8 over par 79 today. And as you mentioned, some of the others that kind of had tough days today as well.
Could you and I break 80 in a best shot on this course?
On a best shot?
Yeah.
Yes. I think we could. Best shot, yes.
Hmm.
Would they let us? Well, think of, I mean, best shot, yeah, I think we could.
From the tips?
Oh, from the tips? I think we can shoot around 80.
Yeah.
I think we could. That's 9 over. Bogey half the holes,
true,
par.
True.
I in a best shot, I think we could. I think we could. Now alone? No.
No.
Not going to happen. Can we have a practice round? Can we have a practice round to get things going? I don't know. But tough conditions out there.
Iowa basketball had a practice game today.
Yeah. The Hawkeyes played the Swiss All-Stars today and defeated them 125-56.
These are the All-Stars. What does the rest of the country have?
I think it's All-Stars in name only.
All right.
At this point. But Iowa wins at 125-56. The Luka Garza bandwagon still is chugging down the road right now in Baden, Switzerland. Because he had another huge, huge day today. At halftime, he had, 16 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. No, 3 steals.
21 at half, didn't he?
21 at halftime, yeah. Okay. Only played 1 minute in the second half. And we don't have the final stats yet. But, again, Iowa wins at 125-56 today. And dare I say that will not be the toughest competition they will face in Europe or in the upcoming season.
At the half, correction, Luka Garza had 22 points, 7 of 10 shooting, 1 of 2 from 3-point range, 7 of 7 from the line. He finished with 24 points. Kreener with 14, McCaffrey 13. Christian Williams on the court today after missing the first game. He had 12, Isaiah Moss and Tyler Cook, 10 each.
Yeah, and what Fran McCaffrey is doing, he's trying to get everybody equal playing time. There are some instances that he did not play guys like Christian Williams yesterday. Just trying to see some different combinations, and that's what overseas trips are for. As far as whatever the sport may be, but especially basketball, and especially if you have a roster as deep as Iowa does going into the season, where you can easily play a dozen guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Fran McCaffrey right now is trying to accomplish out there. 319-366-1600, if you'd like to comment on that. John Cranton's going to join us coming up here in just a moment. There is some NBA news today in the fact that it's trying to catch up to NASCAR and the Premier League, as we found out that the NBA's season is going to get even longer next year, because today the National Basketball Association came out with the new rules as far as rest is concerned. Basically, the NBA, and I agree with this. They caught a lot of flack last year. There was a Saturday night game where several of the key players, superstars of the game, did not play because it was a back-to-back situation. We're going to alleviate the back-to-back games coming up, so that elongates the schedule. They're also going to get rid of 4 games in 5 nights. That's going to make the schedule longer as well. It's going to be a 1 week longer NBA schedule is what we're getting at right here, and that's the regular season. Before they get into the playoffs, which go into the month of June, in the middle of the month of June as
well. Why is basketball any different than baseball? You know, if I want to go up to Minneapolis and see a game, and Sano and Dozier are out for the night, two of my favorite players, you know, I'm not going to be very happy, but, you know, I live with it, because baseball players, by and large, do take time off.
Yes, they do.
You know, it's a crapshoot if you go to a game, whether you're going to see your star players.
Apparently different in the NBA. But they are going to alleviate that situation. My question is, why still play 82 games to eliminate like 8 teams from the playoffs?
I don't know.
Wouldn't it make sense, except for monetary sense, obviously, and that's where it's going to go down in flames, but cut it back to 72 games from 82 or something like that. And then you don't have to worry about back-to-backs or 4 out of 5 or whatever the case may be. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to John Cranton coming up here in just a little bit. But we've got Johnny on the phone right now. And
it's Johnny Cranton, I believe.
Oh, it's John. Oh, my bad. We'll get to John coming up in a moment.
It wasn't Johnny Cass. I knew that.
I thought we had... So, never mind. Kyle's being fun with me today, and... I took the bait on that one, so we'll get to John coming up in a moment. 22 past the hour at 3 o'clock. Well, John can weigh in on if the NBA season's too long or whatever the case may be.
I do have a poll question today, as always, at kgymradio.com. Find a ton of information on that website, including the Emo's Hideaway poll question. Will you be watching preseason NFL games tonight? Yes or no? Thanks to Emo's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. And I should imagine some of the TVs will be on football at Emo's tonight.
Yeah, I would imagine that would be the case, as many teams. Did you catch any of the Panthers last night? Panthers and the Texans.
Forgot it was even on.
You were watching Bartolo Colon deal. So
I was.
That's what you were doing. I wanted to see Deshaun Watson play a little bit.
Looked like he had pretty good stats.
Not bad. He missed some open guys, though. I mean, it was your typical rookie first NFL game.
How'd McCaffrey look for Carolina?
Not fine.
He only had a few touches, I think.
Yeah, you're not gonna go out there and throw him to the wolves right away. He's gonna get a lot of playing time. So, Deshaun Watson, I think you could see Deshaun Watson start games by the end of the season for the Houston Texans. Mm. The AFC South is wide open at this point. But I think he's got very good ability out there. So we'll see how that plays out. We're going to talk more NFL with John Krant coming up in a little bit. We'll talk some Major League Baseball as well. So all that coming up, but we're going to take a break first. We'll come back and talk some more here on the Gym Class Thursday edition at 3:23. So stay with us. More to come right after this here on KGYM.
Flat Screen Thursdays are even bigger in 2017. Every Thursday home game, fans can get a free raffle ticket for a chance to win one of three 40-inch flat screen TVs sponsored by First Federal Credit Union. Fans can also enjoy our Thirsty Thursday specials of $2 12-ounce regular draft beers and 20-ounce bottled soda and water every Thursday. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
It's only 28 days until the NFL kicks off the 2017 season. Don't miss a minute of the action. Get NFL Red Zone from NFL Network now. Every game, Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. NFL Red Zone from NFL Network is available on Mediacom. Call 855-MEDIACOM to order now.
Flood the Run is this Saturday at Ellis Park, presented by Viridian Credit Union. This 2.7-mile water-themed, family-friendly obstacle run is fun for all ages. Run through our human car wash. Get blasted in the blaster bog. Plus our giant slip and slide and so much more. It's fun for the entire family with food vendors, games and activities, and live music after the run. Get soaked for a good cause, benefiting the Salvation Army and Matthew 25. Visit crfloodtherun.com for more information.
Looking back at the glory days while keeping the pulse on the here and now. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
PGA Championship continuing at Quail Hollow in Charlotte. Zach Johnson with an even par 71 in the first round, and he will go off with the same group tomorrow with Charlie Hoffman and Lee Westwood, and they will have a little later starting time coming up tomorrow. So that's good news, I think. And if rain moves in, who knows? Hopefully he'll get started tomorrow, but they are calling for rain. Over there in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. They called for rain each day of the week, so we'll see how it all plays out here. How did John Daly end up? He was one under, Mark, at one point today.
I think he was a couple over par, I'll check.
All right. But also we've had Andrew Beef Johnston has withdrawn.
He had a tough round.
Tell me about it. He's had a tough year, Mark. Tell me about that. I didn't go all in on Andrew Beef Johnston, but anyway. Three over for John Daly. Three over. Did he throw any clubs into a lake today, though? That's what I want to know. Last time I saw him at a PGA Championship, he came home with two less clubs than he took out on the golf course. So hopefully he brought home all the clubs in his bag. John Krant set to join us right now from GymFi Sports in Las Vegas, and you can check them out online on the internet, gymfice.com. On Twitter, at GymFi Sports is the Twitter handle that they have out there in Las Vegas. John, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Doing good. You can tell everybody that that rally cat is not missing. He's in my kitchen eating my lunch.
Yeah, we're going to find out more about the rally cat coming up a little later on here on the program today. But I guess whatever helps your team.
That was the greatest thing I've ever seen last night. Watching it. That was so funny. You could tell it wasn't a domestic cat. It kept biting the guy. It was terrified of people.
Yeah, it was. I think it was just a cat that wandered in and unfortunately wandered into Busch Stadium. A resident of the city of St. Louis. He didn't have a ticket,
brought
though.
The Cardinals some good luck with that next week.
Well, let's talk about the Cardinals, John, entertaining the Royals, and two teams going in opposite directions. What are your thoughts on tonight?
Well, we got the streaky Royals all season. We saw them go 10-1 recently, but now a 2-8 run, and they got snake bitten again last night. Here they are, an underdog, St. Louis minus 137 up to 147, the total of 8.5. So the money, Vegas money's coming in on the Cardinals, but still two teams that have winning records here and are in pennant races, so there's plenty to play for. They're going to go with Jason Hammel, who certainly has seen better days. The thing that stands out about him is that opponents are hitting over 302 when he heads out on the road. The good thing, though, is he's allowed three runs or less in six straight starts, so he is playing better than he did in the first half of the season. And even last night's game, Kansas City, 15 hits. In fact, their top two batters, when a combined 7 of 10 normally you do something like that, and you're expecting, you know, 8 to 10 run outbursts, which would have been enough to win, but didn't quite do it with the pitching they allowed. And then the Cardinals, they're kind of in a similar boat offensively. Cardinals are 8th in baseball in on-base percentage, but 17th in run scores, though. They're pretty good at getting guys on base, but, boy, you got to take that next step to knock them in. However, you got a top-5 pitching staff fueling this 5-0 run. They're also, offensively, they're just crushing the ball. 13 runs, 11, and then 10. And then in their favor, they got Lance Lynn going tonight. This guy has been solid all season long. 10 wins. He's just been in a groove. And in particular, when this team plays at home, 8-2 run here at home in an interleague games, Cardinals have won 12 straight interleague games. You look at some of the technicals, it's been a defensive series, unlike last night's game. But when they meet here in St. Louis, 14-4-3 under the total. So everything kind of favors the Cards in this one from a matchup point of view, 6-3. So maybe this will be another catastrophe for the Royals.
very good, John. Very good. I don't know what it is, but apparently the White Sox turned back the clock to just over a decade ago when these two teams met in the World Series. But the White Sox have actually looked decent the last two nights in beating the Houston Astros. I don't know where it's come from, but they play again tonight.
And the money in Vegas is really interesting. Houston, a 2-1 favorite. Now it's down to -155. So money is coming in on the White Sox, and it's because of what you mentioned. Underdogs do win in baseball a lot more than you think. And here you got a home dog that just crushed the Astros last night. And there's actually some upbeat about with the White Sox, the way they are rebuilding. Yoan Moncada was terrific yesterday, a 5-2 player who can do a lot of things right. He's hit safely now in 14 of 25 appearances as far as reaching base. 2 walks last night, 1 of 2, as he helped to fuel this offense. So, you know, no pennant express here, but certainly they're building. They've done the right thing, and they got some nice building blocks to work with. Going to see Carlos Rodon on the mound tonight, having a tough season, 4.66 ERA. However, got some pretty good numbers, very good strikeout pitcher on the season. He's on a nice groove. These last two starts, he's been electric, 2 walks and 20 strikeouts. So they got some nice pieces to work with here. And they're facing, though, is this powerhouse Houston team, the #1 in runs scored, on base percentage. The pitching staff has slipped. Number 13th now in ERA after being in the top 5 for much of the season. Guy on the mound, Brad Peacock, boy, has he been strong all year. 107 strikeouts in 81 innings, only 60 hits allowed. Team has won 8 straight starts by him. You can't ignore that Houston road run of 38-15. They're facing a lefty tonight, but hey, they're great against lefties, 17-8. However, at this price, I wouldn't be laying Houston on the road the way they've had some injuries and struggled over the last month. So I think the way to look at tonight's game is a defensive battle with a good strikeout pitcher going for the White Sox, and Peacock even better at striking. Well, oh, here Vegas, 9.5. Boy, I'm thinking about a 3-2 or 4-3 kind of game.
John, I'm just going to guess that the Brewers are favored over the Twins tonight for 2 reasons. Number 1, it's very difficult to beat a team 4 games in a row, as the Twins would have to do. And number 2, Dietrich Enns is making his Major League debut tonight for the Twins. He's been good after coming over from the Yankees, but he's facing a tough one in Zach Davies.
Well, the money's in on the Milwaukee, the home team, up from -160 to -170, but I would be cautious because, you know, the Twins, they have that great road record. They've been very strong all season long in that role of underdog. And then there's Dietrich Enns, who he's a guy to watch tonight. His numbers in minor leagues have just been sensational. A 27-15 record in the minors, ERA under 2. Last year was 14-4 with a 1.73. He's a great strikeout pitcher. You just don't know how these guys are going to play once they get to the big leagues. It's just a huge question mark, but he is going to be fun for Twins fans to watch tonight. They already have, he has one young arm to work with, and now Enns, they're hoping he can be a nice young 1-2 punch. Tough park to pitch in here in Milwaukee, a hitter's park and a home run park, so you'd like to see Enns keeping his strikeout pitchers going, and he's matched up against Zach Davies. This guy's the best pitcher for Milwaukee. He gives up a lot of hits on the year. However, he's off a 1-hitter against the Rays, 3-0. He's got 13 wins on the season. One thing to keep in mind, which is odd about Davies, is he hasn't really been that good at home. ERA of over 6, despite a 6-5 record, and batters are hitting over 300 on him at home. That's going to be nice plus to the Minnesota offense. And when the Twins and when the Milwaukee Brewers face a team with a 500 record or worse, they're only 3-10, so they haven't been tearing it up. The way I look at this game, good hitters park here in Milwaukee. Both teams have plenty of talented bats. When these teams meet, it's 19-7 over the Vegas total. We have 9.5 here tonight. So I'll look at a high-scoring game, 7-6 either way.
John Krant joining us from Jim Fye Sports in Las Vegas. Talked a little bit about Major League Baseball. Let's move over to the National Football League. We had the Panthers and the Texans last night. We get more NFL football coming up tonight. Let's start off with the preseason openers. Packers and the Eagles will go at it coming up.
Yeah, we're finally getting the trickle here of NFL games. One last week, last night. And then a flurry of them the next few days, which is really going to be exciting. And they do put Vegas numbers on these games. Here's the game, Eagles-Packers tonight, where we've actually seen money in movement. Packers open a one-point favorite at Lambeau, as you would expect. However, the Eagles are actually the favorite now, which is unusual. So there's something going on with Philadelphia that makes them a little more alive than normal teams do at particularly at Lambeau Field. One of the reasons is, it's a young team under second-year coach Doug Peterson. They did exceptionally well in last year's preseason, playing much better than they had under the previous coach. In fact, they won their first two preseason games 17-9 and 17-0, so they played exceptional. And you got a very good preseason quarterback rotation. Carson Wentz, okay, you won't see much of him, but look at what they have beyond him. Nick Foles, we've seen him in the regular season. Matt McGloin, he's been a preseason and regular season starter, so it's an unusually deep quarterback rotation for the Eagles. They do have some injuries on offense, particularly the wide receiver to keep in mind. And then you got Green Bay. Well, they're kind of like Philadelphia. They got a pretty decent quarterback rotation beyond Aaron Rodgers, Brett Hundley, and Joe Callahan. We saw both those guys last August. They played particularly well. One of the catches, Green Bay, great fans there at Lambeau Field who really get into it. They were a perfect 2-0 in preseason last year, and they won convincingly 17-11 and 20-12. That's part of a 5-1 run in August football at home. So they've been playing very well in front of their unusually strong home fans, and the defense is playing well. So it's difficult for me to take on either side simply because of the quarterback rotations. However, I think both defenses are better than they were a year ago. Total here was, 39.5 and 40. Wouldn't be surprised to see a defensive one in this one. Maybe 16-13, but a close defensive battle.
Chicago Bears tried out a couple new quarterbacks tonight. Not sure how much, if any, you'll see either one, Glennon and Trubisky. Bears facing the Broncos. Your thoughts here?
Well, we just talked about established quarterback rotation for those two teams. The opposite is here. Denver heads out to the Windy City with a new coach in Vance Joseph. He was a defensive coordinator with Miami, and he really doesn't have capable quarterbacks or established ones. Trevor Siemian and Paxton Lynch, they're still battling to see who's going to be the starting position, so competition there, but you know they're not exceptional in that role. Got a lot of running back depth for Denver, including Jamaal Charles coming over from Kansas City, and the offensive line for the Broncos, which was a mess last year, they really did a lot to try and upgrade that. So based on that, I'm going to be looking for Denver to run the football and play a conservative ball control as they work in. And then there's the Bears, new quarterback, Mike Glennon. They got the Trubisky coming in, so the franchise quarterback that they've tapped. However, this is his first game. You just don't know how he's going to perform. One thing with Chicago is they do have a very solid offensive line, and they've got some receivers to replace Ashland, Jeffrey, Kevin White. Looks like he's going to be a speed so that they can rely on. Plus, their backfield is also very good. Jordan Howard was a terrific pickup. So, all in all, with the young quarterback play, the strong offensive lines, and running backs, I'm going to look at a ground game. If you want to talk revenge, okay, it was an embarrassing game for the Bears 1 year ago this week. 22-0, they lost at home in week one to Denver. I'm going to throw that out the window, though, but look for a grinded-out defensive game. I go with a 13-12 final. Somebody kicks a field goal at the end. Don't look for a lot of scoring with these young quarterbacks.
No Von Miller tonight for the Denver Broncos, so that makes the Chicago Bears quarterbacks very happy, although probably wouldn't have played too much in that game. Some other games coming up tonight. The defending champion New England Patriots are at home as they take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Last year, Jacksonville was the darling of most of the NFL world going into the preseason and into the season, and things didn't go real well. And Jacksonville 2.0. They got a lot of talent. We'll see how they do tonight against New England.
That's a good point, Scott. The last couple of years I've heard that. You watch for Jacksonville, they got all these draft picks, they're going to turn a corner. And they never do. 3-13 last year. But they got Doug Marrone, the former offensive line coach, is going to be the new head coach, so they have something to play for with him. And then you got a quarterback rotation that is actually pretty good for August. Blake Bortles and Chad Henne have their veteran experience, and they're heading north. Question is here, or the concern is that it's a new playbook with the coaching staff seen in the practice that they're trying to learn the playbook. It's taken some time. What they do have is a loaded, absolutely loaded backfield, so don't expect the quarterback to air it out 40 times, even combined. You got Leonard Fournette, you got Chris Ivory, DJ Yeldon, Corey Grant. I got to believe this is going to be a run-oriented attack to take pressure off these quarterbacks, and I think you'll see that a lot tonight. Patriots are interesting because they have nothing to prove, the defending champs, the veteran team. The thing to watch with the pass though tonight is the backup quarterback situation with Jacoby Brissett and Jimmy Garoppolo. And the reason is, a year ago at this time, Garoppolo had a terrific preseason, and he knew he was going to start the first four games of the regular season with Brady being out. He only played two because of an injury, but he had a good preseason. The opposite is really happening this preseason. Brady is entrenched as the starter, and the beat writers have pointed out Garoppolo's had a lousy camp. He's overthrowing guys. He's not making the kind of decisions he made a year ago. And the two schools of thought, one is he's a bad practice quarterback. He plays better in competition, or maybe his confidence is hit a little bit. Maybe he knows, I got no chance to beat out Brady, so he's not quite as focused or comfortable as he was a year ago. So I'm going to be watching that just to see if Garoppolo breaks out of his funk. And if he doesn't, that's going to mean the Patriots might struggle a little bit in preseason because you don't want Brady playing a lot of minutes. But I'll look for a close, low-scoring game again.
The Bills will be hosting the Vikings tonight, John. What are you going to look for here?
Well, I can tell you where the Vegas money is looking, and it's all on the Vikings for this one. Bills open a 1-point favorite. Forget it. Minnesota, a 3-point favorite. That's a significant move for preseason. And I can't really argue against it. The Vikings, they play hard for Mike Zimmer. You know, Seattle plays hard for Pete Carroll. It's similar with Mike Zimmer, a different approach. He's a no-nonsense guy, but he's an above-average coach. He gets these guys to play hard. Even in preseason, last year they were undefeated in preseason, 4-0, 3-1 against the Vegas. Remember, 2 years ago they played an extra game and still went 4-1. And in addition, it's just a very talented Viking team all around. They have tremendous talent on defense, including the depth and their offense. They fixed the offensive line, which was the major problem last year. When you look at their two preseason games when they played on the road last year, they won them both, 17-16 and 18-11. One of those games was at Seattle, a very tough place to play, even in August. So everything kind of favors them tonight. And then Buffalo, a lot of question marks. New coach here in Sean McDermott, a new playbook. And as a result of the new playbook, you've seen Tyrod Taylor, the quarterback, who was actually decent the last couple of years. He has been struggling in this camp, and that's no surprise. That happens when coaches bring in new playbooks. They have to absorb it. They have to practice it. And he just hasn't been in sync. And then beyond him, who do you have? T.J. Yates, Nathan Peterman, just not a very impressive quarterback rotation. So it seems like a game that's primed for the very talented and deep Viking defense. I guess I'll go with a 17-10 or a 20-13, but the Vikings really hold all the cards in this one tonight.
John, you can tell us a little bit more about Jim Fice Sports and also a free play, if you would, for tonight.
Sure, we'll go that Twins-Brewers game. I'll go the high-scoring game over the total of 9.5. I'll look for a home run best. If you're looking for free picks, you can call the free pick number 888-294-1970. New video on tap. That is the SEC East football preview with Florida and the Tennessee Vols. That's at the Sports Betting Channel on YouTube as well as jimfeist.com.
All right, sounds good. Hey, appreciate it, John. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. We'll see you then, guys.
3:43 here on the Thursday edition of the Jim Class on KGYM. We do have a weather announcement for you. Severe thunderstorm warning, and that is in effect for the southern portion of Johnson County and the northern portion of Washington County, and that is going to go until 4:30 this afternoon. Could see up to 60-mile-per-hour winds, and some half-dollar-size hail is possible. That is the Kelowna, Wellman, Riverside, Hills, Lone Tree area, if you're right down there. And that is moving to the east right now and slightly to the south. Again, severe thunderstorm warning, southern Johnson County, northern Washington County. And that is going to go until 4:30 here this afternoon. We'll take a break, come back. We got a surprise for you coming up here on the Gym Class. We'll tell you about it in just a little bit.
Start your own color party with colors like champagne and Jubilee. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during the Love for Color sale, August 11th through the 14th. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver 5 times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
44 past the hour of 3 here on KGYM. All this week here on the Gym Class, including today, we have for you a $30 gift card to La Cantina, one of their 3 terrific locations here in the metro, either in downtown Cedar Rapids, the Fountains on Edgewood Road, or in Lincoln View Square in Marion. Good tour to quick and delicious lunch, margarita after work, sizzling takeout on your way home, or have the folks at La Cantina cater your upcoming event. Whatever manner you enjoy them, we encourage you to do so. We got a $30 gift card going out right now to caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. Caller number 6, you are going to pick up a $30 gift card to La Cantina.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Dude, you look different.
Well, my body is glowing gold.
No, it's not that. Did you get a new shirt?
No, I joined the Fuel Rewards program at Shell and got instant gold status.
No, did you lose weight?
No, it's the gold status. I save 5 cents a gallon on every fill every day.
Got it. It's a tan.
Get rewarded with instant gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. It's free to join. So join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details. Doesn't actually turn bodies gold.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class on KGYM.
Back with you here at 3:47 on the Gym Class on KGYM. We've had an ace at Quail Hollow now. Yoost Luton, not Juice Newton, the former country star. Can we call her a country star, even though she had one real hit? Queen of Hearts. Todd knew that. He's right now humming that in the sports office. No, Yoost Luton had a hole-in-one, taking from 7 over to 5 over. In case people missed it, just recap what Zach did today.
Yeah, excuse me, Zach Johnson, opening round, excuse me, even par, 71. He made 4 birdies, 4 bogeys, right now positioned inside the top 30 and only 4 back of the leader, Thorbjørn Olesen.
Thorbjørn.
Solid Dane. First round.
Very solid first round. Ricky Fowler, John Rahm, and Rory McIlroy are lurking as they say. They're both at 2 under par. Of course, Rory, former winner here. Ricky Fowler, former winner at Quail Hollow as well.
We have a traffic update on our text line, 0024. By the way, that's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 319-366-1600. 380 northbound, just north of the river, backed up.
All right, so I might want to find an alternate route. We mentioned at the start of the program, hashtag RallyCat, as the Cardinals last night, as Yadier Molina strode to the plate, Cat crashed the party, if you will. And we have all sorts of questions about it. As, you know, where did the cat come from? Apparently, a lady claimed that it was her cat, tried to take the cat out. Cat was biting people. I think that was the first real clue that it was not someone's pet. Although, you know, if I'm in that situation, I'm a cat running
around. Are we sure Steve Kane does not have a cat?
We're going to find out, by Jove, because we're going to get him on the horn here. We're going right to a source that was at Busch Stadium last night. And we're going to find out so many things here. We're going to find out if he brought the cat, who has the cat, what happened to the cat. Is St. Louis in love with the cat? You know, a lot of questions that need to be answered here, and we have the man that can answer the questions. He is our general sales manager, Steve Kane. And, Steve, can you confirm or deny that you had anything to do with bringing a cat to Busch Stadium or leaving with said cat last night?
Not as far as anybody knows.
Where were you in the stadium and what'd you see, Steve?
That would give away my secret.
Were you along the rail?
Maybe.
Oh, you're not going to talk, are you?
Kane might have had something to do with this.
I've always wanted to smuggle a cat into Busch Stadium.
I recall you mentioning that. And I always wanted to bring a cat into a stadium, and I felt this was my opportunity to get things rolling there. But all right. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and nobody ever believed it.
Okay, so the Cardinals have put out an official statement about the cat. A woman tried to claim the cat, and apparently it got away from the woman, and now the grounds crew has come up with a way to keep cats and other assorted animals off the playing surface anyway. St. Louis is needless to say, is in love with the feline today, correct?
Oh, you should see the starting lineup tonight.
Tell us more about it.
Well, you've got Cat Carpenter playing. You've got Yadier Meowlina. Jose Stray Martinez. Paw DeYoung is playing shortstop. Kitten Wong is at second. Yeah, it's bad.
That is bad.
But that's what Fox Sports put out about, I don't know, an hour ago.
And what was the reaction of the people? Just when this is not the first time it's happened at a ballpark, but.
The weird part about it was Molina saw the cat. He's in the batter's box, right? He sees the cat come out onto the field, so he points the bat at the cat. And it was literally like Babe Ruth pointing at the outfield wall. Nobody knew that, of course, yet. But anyway, so he points at the cat with the bat in his hand, and the grounds crew runs out, and they, you know, got the cat, and the poor guy got bit and clawed and chopped and all kinds of stuff all night. But and then the first pitch, Gotti hits right where he pointed the bat, which was really at the cat in the first place, but that's where the ball went.
So it's a legend now. It's our 24-hour, not even 24 hours into it, and it's already to legendary status now.
Oh, it's ridiculous. The crowd was going crazy anyway because, you know, Molina is a cult hero, as everybody knows. And so the crowd was standing chanting his name anyway, and then he did that.
Yeah.
And it's, Yeah.
Crazy.
Needless to say, the Royals fans were not happy. I think they thought they had the game in hand. That changed.
No, the ground. Remember, the ground crew had that in hand.
Yeah, with that in hand. Yes.
Yeah, he got gouged up pretty good. Spent 2 hours in the emergency room. The cat clawed.
Oh, he was there to 1 o'clock. His dad had to take him to the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
I guess his hand was covered in blood. You couldn't really see it from actually where I was sitting. I was actually right up by the press box, so I had a good view, but I couldn't see. He was in center field, so I just saw him pulling his hand away, so I knew the cat was not happy.
Is this cat in custody, Steve?
The cat was last seen wandering the city garden, and I don't know if they've actually gotten it back or not.
I don't think the cat wants to be touched, rescued, anything.
Oh no!
I don't think it wants anything to do with being back in Busch Stadium.
That cat's worst nightmare happened last night.
Not until the cat gets a World Series share of the money.
Oh, no. World Series collar.
Yeah.
Now you can say if you know, and stranger things in the world of sports have happened, as we mentioned many times, we've all seen. You know, this is not a great St. Louis Cardinal team. Let's be honest. But if something, you know, lightning strikes in a bottle, whatever the case may be, and they suddenly go on to make a pretty good run in the playoffs, everyone is going to be pointing back to this night that you happen to be there, Steve.
Oh, I know. I'm hoping so.
And released or may not have released a cat onto the field.
As far as anybody knows, that's true.
Are you going back tonight or are you taking a night off?
Tonight's the night off. We'll be there for two games Friday and Saturday night.
All right. Very good. So the Royals there in St. Louis one more time. Well,
what's your
so
cat?
They're safe as long as I'm not there.
What's your cat's name, Steve?
Which one?
He has more than one. Mittens.
I'm saving the Persian for the World Series.
Very good. Well, Steve, thanks for playing along. We do appreciate it, and enjoy your vacation as we break it up by calling you from work here today.
Thanks, guys.
All right, have fun.
Yeah, thanks,
Steve Kane. From our sales staff, our general sales manager here at Z102.9, KGYM and Rob FM.
He had fun with it.
Who was in attendance last night and did not release the cat.
What if the Royals are ahead and this cat shows back up?
If there's a cat on the field tonight, you know somebody brought
yeah.
it. I mean, that's just, the mystery is all gone as far as that is concerned. But more on the rally cat coming up. On the Todd Rommel Camp show with Alex Kuhn, that's coming up next.
Oh, you can guarantee that.
Yeah, it's NL Central is wild and woolly. Can I say that?
It is now. I mean, it's four team race. Whether you believe any of these teams are any good after the Cubs, I think the Cubs are still pretty good. But
the Cubs should still win the thing.
Los Contreras, he's on the DL. He was their hottest bat. Now you're going to see Schwarber. In his
maybe he
position.
Catches now a little
yeah,
bit.
I don't know.
Who knows? Alex Avila is going to be in there a lot. I do know that as far as the Cubs are
bad
concerned.
Bad hamstring is not good for a catcher, no. Let alone any player.
Not a good thing for anyone there. Twins and the Brewers coming up tonight. Twins looking for the sweep, and we'll have it at 7 o'clock for you on 107.5 FM, the North Gym here tonight. Tomorrow, college football guru Phil Steele will join us on the program. We'll talk Big Ten, Big 12, Hawkeyes, Cyclones, National College Football. Always enjoy talking with Phil, and we'll do that coming up.
Yep,
tomorrow.
His magazine's out. I saw it on the rack the other day.
I
go
have
ahead and
it.
Pick it up. Yep.
I have it. It is the Bible, all 350 some pages of it. But it's a very, very, very good reading. All right. Have a good night.
Treat your cat well.
Indeed. Stay tuned. Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is next. KGYM.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply. Epix presents the new original series, Get Shorty.
That is a good title.
To make it in Hollywood, it takes muscle.
If you don't produce my film,
I'll ruin you.
A B-list producer.
You ask me to make a movie with cash.